Good evening and welcome to the bar. It's good to be back for 2018, and this evening I'm going to be making the cocktail with which I saw in the new year, the Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster. Invented by the Big Z himself, Zaphod Beeblebrox, the disgraced former president of the galaxy. The astute among you may realize that it's not possible to make the original. According to the book, here is the exotic, original recipe.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says that the best drink in existence is the Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster. It says that the effect of drinking a Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster is like having your brain smashed out by a slice of lemon wrapped around a large gold brick. The guide also tells you on which planets the best Pan Galactic Gargle Blasters are mixed, how much you can expect to pay for one, and what voluntary organizations exist to help you rehabilitate afterwards. The guide even tells you how you can mix one yourself. Take the juice from one bottle of that old yank spirit, it says. Pour it into one measure of water from the seas of Santraginius V. Oh, that Santraginian seawater, it says. Oh, those Santraginian fish. Allow 3 cubes of Arcturian Megagin to melt into the mixture. It must be properly iced or the benzene is lost. Allow 4 liters of Fallian marsh gas to bubble through it, in memory of all those happy hikers who have died of pleasure in the marshes of Fallia. Over the back of the silver spoon float a measure of Quellactian Hypermint extract, redolent of all the heady odors of the dark Quellactin zones, subtle, sweet, and mystic. Drop in the tooth of an Algolian sun tiger. Watch it dissolve, spreading the fires of the Algolian suns deep into the heart of the drink. Sprinkle Zamphur, add an olive, and drink, but very carefully.
Sadly, us mere Earthlings must settle for the recipe that I'll be making now instead. First, take your cocktail shaker and add the following ingredients. 1/2 shot of rye whiskey, 3/4 shot of gin, 1 jigger of apple sours, 1/2 measure of blue curacao, 1 shot of freshly squeezed lemon juice, and 1/2 jigger of simple syrup. Fill the rest of the cocktail shaker with ice and shake vigorously. Strain into a glass, garnish with a twist of lemon, and serve. Now what do you think of that? I asked Brad from Men Drink Beer on the internet and Killen for their thoughts. Now Bradley, what do you think of that?
That's rather bitter. Completely cancelling out the incredibly sweet cake I've just eaten.
And how about you, Killen? What are your thoughts on it?
Wow, that's very sour. That's incredibly sour. But not too bad.
Does it feel like your head has been smashed in with a brick wrapped in a slice of lemon?
More my tongue, being honest. More my tongue.
Personally, while it is assuredly sour, I enjoy it as a slow drink. As a point of fact, on New Year's Eve, I enjoyed it over the course of an hour after midnight. It packs a punch, but if you take the time to enjoy it, it makes for a delectable, long drink. I know that in the last episode I promised you something different, and rest assured that's coming next time. But right now I feel like my brain has been smashed in by a large gold brick that tasted of lemon. So I think we'll leave it there for this evening. And remember, always drink responsibly. Dr. Wilco's Campaign for Better Beverages is a production of Tinker Tailor Soldier Sponge Productions. It was researched, written, and produced by Dr. Wilco. The cocktail was mixed by Robin and drunk by Dr. Wilco, with assistance from Brad, Killen, and a variety of other guests. The music was George Street Shuffle, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3 by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. You can support this podcast on Patreon via the show notes and the website, drwilco.org/Patreon. This week's episode was brought to you by Megadodo Publications, one of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. It was co-written with Oolong Kalufid.